Republicans and Democrats at the state legislature are tangled in a tense battle of wills over the budget. And the outcome may hinge on whether the General Assembly's GOP leadership can lure some Democrats to their side on a veto override. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Last month, Governor Roy Cooper vetoed the Republican-backed spending plan. And unlike in 2017, Republicans no longer hold a veto-proof majority. So on paper, Cooper should have the numbers to sustain his veto. But it's House Speaker Tim Moore who sounded confident Tuesday.
We're very close to an override. I mean, I'm not going to give you the numbers. You know, I'm not going to do that. But we're close.
Republicans may be close to getting the Democratic votes needed for an override, but they don't have them yet. Instead, Moore delayed the override vote for a second consecutive day. If all members were present, House Republicans would need 7 Democrats to defect for the 3/5 needed. Meanwhile, Democratic House Leader Darren Jackson bemoaned what he called another wasted day, where the session dragged on as Republicans scrambled to line up their votes. At one point, Jackson cited House rules to try and get Speaker Moore to stick to the calendar's order rather than make every Democrat wait in their seats.
I am really just simply asking for one thing, and that is to be able to step out, have a member step outside and go to the restroom without worrying about you voting on the veto override.
Like Jackson, Governor Cooper said Republicans should stop trying to override the veto and just start negotiating. Cooper unveiled a compromise budget plan Tuesday morning, hoping that a failed override would force Republicans to the table. Cooper offered concessions on how to fund school construction and other education issues.
We are willing to compromise and maintain private school vouchers for those who use them now.
But Cooper's plan also includes Medicaid expansion, a major sticking point for Moore and other Republicans.
Funding our schools, funding our roads, all these things, that this is even being held up over one issue of Medicaid, is ridiculous.
For now, Republicans will continue trying to get Democratic override votes with the promise of earmarks, like promising the relocation of the State Department of Health and Human Services headquarters from Wake County. Speaker Moore has also allowed a Medicaid expansion-like bill onto the House calendar, though it includes premiums and work requirements. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.